Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is the February edition of the Earnestly Contending Letter, and it's titled, Are You a Contender? Early in the 20th century, a group of Christian men rose up in America and battled modernism, which they saw as unduly influencing the church. These men became known as fundamentalist Christians. A book was written, The Fundamentals, which became a rallying point for the fundamentalist movement. The book emphasized five key points. Number one, the inspiration and inerrancy of Scripture. Number two, the virgin birth and deity of Christ. Number three, the substitutionary atonement of Christ. Number four, the bodily resurrection of Christ. And number five, the authenticity of Christ's miracles and his premillennial return to the earth. Often these fundamentalists are credited with rescuing the church from full-blown liberalism in that day. Of course, we give all the glory to God. Bible-oriented fundamentalists historically had a high view of Scripture, took the Bible literally, normally, for what it plainly says, and insisted on a no-compromise stand regarding the fundamentals of the faith. However, in the course of time, the fundamentalists came to have a bad reputation because of their strong emphasis on separation. And because of their tone, they became known as fighting fundamentalists. Many came to see them as too harsh and legalistic and cried out for a softer and more gracious form of Christianity. This more ironic form of Christianity, as a brand, generally became known as evangelicalism, or what some called neo-evangelicalism. Evangelicals still emphasized the good news, as the word evangelical comes from the Greek word evangelion, meaning good news or gospel. Evangelicals still held to the gospel of grace, but in general had a more moderate tone regarding separation and social ministry. In general, evangelicalism was broader. It has often been quipped that an evangelical is the child of a fundamentalist. And broadly speaking, in the 20th century, that often proved to be accurate. But now we might ask, and who is the child of an evangelical? The latest polls and stats on evangelicalism are not pretty. The American World View Inventory 2022, in a survey of evangelical pastors, discovered that 30% of them now hold to a works-based salvation. 39% of them no longer believe in absolute moral truth. The report said that while 51% of evangelicals claim to live according to a biblical worldview, upon follow-up questions, only 6% would have a credible biblical worldview. Sadly, too often the child of an evangelical is an apostate. Another report found that of professing born-again Christians between the ages of 18 and 39, a full 60% of them do not think that Jesus is the only valid path to God. Why they call themselves born again is beyond me. If the fundamentalists lost the love, many evangelicals have lost the truth. Christ reminded the sound doctrinal church at Ephesus that holding on to love is essential, Revelation 2:1-4. But Jude reminds us that it is also necessary to earnestly contend for the faith. Love, yes, but love for God and His truth is to govern all love. Worship must be in spirit and in truth. Wisdom from above is first pure and then peaceable, as James reminds us in James 3:17. The fundamentals of the faith cannot be compromised if one is to be faithful. A high view of Scripture cannot be compromised. The gospel of grace cannot be compromised. Biblical separation cannot be compromised, with the most basic common denominator being the gospel itself. If we don't agree on the gospel, there can be no true biblical fellowship. Yes, truth must be held in love, but it must also be held without compromise. Holiness cannot be compromised. To be faithful, one must earnestly contend for the faith. Jude wanted to write about the common salvation, but because of the urgency of the situation, he felt compelled to write about the importance of earnestly contending for the faith. Jude 3. If we don't hold to the faith, any profession of love rings hollow. Lukewarm is putrid before Christ. Revelation 3:16. What is sorely needed are contenders for the faith who deeply love God and people. We need those who will hold to the truth in love without compromise. A faithful soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ fights the good fight, finishes the race, and keeps the faith. God help us to be among them. Thought, there are contenders and pretenders. Be a contender and be earnest about it. This is Pastor Dwight J. Oswald, earnestly contending for the faith.